Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned at the beginning of service, our sermon text is based on the gospel reading from the insert in your bulletin, or the additional sheet there from Matthew chapter 2. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle is probably best known for his fictional hero, Sherlock Holmes. The mystery-solving detective has been in several works by the author and numerous works since that point by other authors. He is the longest-running character in cinema, and he is well-known based both on TV as well as films. Yet we would not even know who Sherlock is if it were not for someone else. Doyle knew that his character would be hard to understand for most people, his methods, his ways of doing things. And so he knew he had to create a way for us to understand how he worked, his methods. That method, or that way of understanding his method, rather, was Dr. John, or if you like the elementary version, Joan Watson. Dr. Watson was a regular person. He made it easy for us to understand Sherlock's method. He brought it down to earth for us. Without Watson, it's possible that no one would know, would have known, or would know today who Sherlock Holmes even is. This week, we celebrated the Epiphany. The Epiphany has no particular reading for it, necessarily. There's not a specific event in Jesus' life that it fits the Epiphany. Because the Epiphany is the revealing of Jesus Christ as divine, as true God in true man. And this takes place in several places in Scripture. We have several signs: his raising the dead, his healing the sick, even his death on the cross. Jesus was the incarnation of God into a human being, that we human beings might understand God, his plan, his working, his method, so to speak. The reading for this morning is Jesus' baptism, where the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, and there was the voice from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." This event was one of many, as I have already mentioned, the healings and the raising of the dead. Each of those is fairly clear-cut as to Jesus being divine. But the reading for the Epiphany itself, the one that I read to you a few minutes ago, is not quite as clear. So let us look into this gospel text and see how it applies to the Epiphany. To bring us up to date in our readings, we have heard about Jesus' virgin birth, the miraculous virgin birth, his trip to the temple and being held by Simeon, his return trip to the temple where he was teaching the leaders of the church with teaching questions, and as we heard the reading for this Sunday after the Epiphany was the baptism of Jesus. But this text, the text from Matthew, backtracks a little bit. It goes back to when Jesus was just a child. We go back to the visit of the wise men to that young child Jesus, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, with the wise men saying, "Where is he who was born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." So how do these first verses then apply to the Epiphany? For one thing, the wise men knew that the one that they had come to seek was a king, the King of the Jews. Yet just before that, our text tells us that there was already a king in place, King Herod. So how could it be that they came to worship a king, one of majesty? How could it be that this child was of majesty? The wise men knew this because of the word concerning the child, the word which led them to follow the star from the east. In other words, the men from the east had seen the star, which was the sign of a king being born, and they acted. They immediately began their search for him. The star was their Dr. Watson. It helped them to see things were going to take place, and they acted on it. Dear friends in Christ, you have heard this account, and you've heard of the other accounts that I've mentioned time and time again. The healings, the raising of the dead, Jesus' death on the cross. But do you hear these things? Do you read them in your own studies? Do you think about them in your own life and not act on them? These men who followed the star from the east are magi. They're astrologers. They're ones that practice magic and study dreams. And yet they're labeled wise. Now, we already covered what wise is last week, according to the scripture. Nevertheless, these men saw the sign of the star and they followed it. When you read about the signs of the star or hear about them, do you act? Would you be labeled wise according to the scriptures' understanding of wise, the way that the scriptures describe wise? As you consider that question, we'll return to our original one. How is a star leading these men from the east to Jesus an epiphany event? Because Jesus was already born. Jesus was already there, and so it was already pointing out that this child that looked like any other, was divine. Special things were taking place concerning him. Once these men arrived, they would speak to Herod. And even the scriptures would testify to the identity of this child who had been born. When Herod the king heard what the wise men had to say, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophets, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Once again, following Christ's birth, and an incident to portray his divinity. When the chief priests and scribes responded to Herod, they were bearing witness through the testimony of the scriptures. They were bearing witness to the divinity of this child. Their response from the scriptures was another sign of Jesus' divine nature, making it another epiphany event. In this case, it was the presence of the wise men arriving from the east that was the Dr. Watson. It was the Dr. Watson then to prompt the chief priests and the scribes to search again. What did the scriptures say about this? What did the scriptures say about a star? What did the scriptures say about people coming from the east? And it revealed who this child was. He was a birth of a God-man, and the scripture they read was the sign of it. Dear friends in Christ, you already know of many more than these couple epiphanies, these revelations of Jesus as the God-man. You've heard these accounts time and again, and more than that, you have heard where they all lead to: Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary. There we get the ultimate fulfillment, the ultimate epiphany of Jesus as divinity. Only the death of God on the cross for you could pay for the sins of the entire world of all time and in all places. His death would be the end-all of sin and the ultimate revelation of Jesus. Yet this would not be understood without the signs. And the signs cannot be understood without an ultimate Dr. Watson, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us common human beings to understand the workings of God, our Sherlock Holmes, so to speak. Without the Dr. Watson of the Holy Spirit, we would not understand that God has saved us. We would not understand the signs. We would not understand the death on the cross. But through the Holy Spirit, we do. On top of that, our heart, the Holy Spirit works in us not only so that we learn about these things, but so that our hearts and even our very souls take faith in them, that we place our faith in them. After their time with the king, the men from the east went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped. Most of you know who Sherlock Holmes is. And if you've read about him or seen him on one of the movies or TV shows, you probably have at least some respect for his method. His methods we can only enjoy and appreciate because of Dr. Watson. Dr. Watson's explanation to us of how it worked. Likewise, you've had the Holy Spirit teaching you about the Lord Jesus Christ and his divinity through the scriptures. The wise men had only a star to follow from the east. And yet when they arrived, when they saw the star again and when they arrived, they had exceedingly great joy. How much more do you have, dear friends in Christ, who know not only of the star, but also of the miracles, the healings, the raising from the dead, and Jesus' very death on the cross for you? Through the Holy Spirit, then, you can have more than just exceeding joy. You can have a joy that will last an eternal lifetime. In Jesus' name, amen.